Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Good morning, Apex Church, Peterhead. So good to be with you this morning and to have the privilege of just opening God's Word. In fact, it's a joy to be with you. And I've been enjoying your lockdown lessons from lockdown series. And last week, Daniel preached a great message on coming through the storm. And this morning, I thought that I would bring you something from Mark's Gospel and chapter 4. So let's read together. It's a story of when Jesus calmed the storm. Mark 4, verse 35 says this: "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' And leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. And there were also other boats with him. And a furious storm or a squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' And he got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' And then the wind died down and it was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, 'Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?'" As we look at the story of Jesus calming the storm and pushing through the storm and following on from the great teaching from Daniel in Matthew 14 last week, I want to say three quick things from this passage this morning that I believe will encourage and help Apex Church and anyone who is watching and listening online today. The first is this: that we will come through this season of lockdown, as we're into week 9 of it. If you're anything like me, the novelty has well and truly worn off. In the early days, it was a little bit novel and a little bit exciting in one sense of the word. But now, over 2 months in, I'm missing the freedom to just go out and do your own thing. I'm missing going for a meal. I'm missing going for a coffee with Lois. I'm missing so many things. I'm sure that there are many in Apex this morning, grandparents who's missing meeting with the grandkids. I'm sure that there's mums and dads that are missing doing just the things that we took for granted so very often. This weekend, actually, yesterday would have been my son and his fiancée's wedding, but because of lockdown, that had sadly had to be postponed as well. But however difficult and challenging life has been for all of us recently, I want to say this morning from the passage that we read here in Mark chapter 4, we will come through this. Because Jesus said in verse 35 to the disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." And so, leaving the crowd behind, Jesus and the disciples got into the boat on the Lake of Galilee. And the Bible says that as they got into the boat, a furious storm broke. But Jesus had said, "We are going to the other side." You see, that was not their destination, to stay in the midst of the storm. Jesus had said, "We're going to the other side." And I've learned over the years that when Jesus speaks something, he always brings it to pass. So even though the furious storm got up and the disciples began to panic a little bit, the words of Jesus were resonating in their minds: "We will go to the other side." And I want to say this morning that I want to bring hope into some hearts and lives in Apex Church this morning. I want to encourage those that maybe are feeling a little bit discouraged and despondent. When will this ever finish? This season of COVID-19, this season of unusual living, lockdown in our homes. I want to say that we will come through this. In fact, I said right at the very beginning to Gateway Church that God has got this. My very opening preach, day one of online church, never thinking at that point that we would be so many weeks down the line, but the same truth applies. God has got this, and we will cross to the other side. Because storms come and storms go. Isaiah 43 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. Fear not, says the Lord. He says, I've redeemed you. I have called you. I've summoned you by name, and you are mine. And he says, we're going to the other side. Hey, hope says that this current season we find ourselves in is not our destination. We're just pushing through, we're passing through, and there's an other side calling us. And this morning, I just want to be a dealer in hope. I want to encourage Apex Church that we will get to the other side. I'm reminded of the story by John Ortberg, the Christian author, that tells about a 19-year-old Down syndrome lad called Johnny. Johnny worked in a supermarket. Don't we appreciate those that are working in supermarkets at the moment? Before COVID-19, I would never be seen dead in a supermarket. But now, it's one of my highlights of my day. I'm in there most days and interacting with the people in the queues and those at the checkout line because, hey, it's a human being. It's someone physical and real to talk to. Well, John Ortberg tells the story of Johnny, 19 years old, Down syndrome boy. And Johnny had a thought one night that he would write on the computer a saying, and he printed it out, different sayings to encourage people as he went to work. You see, he'd been to a motivational seminar by his company, and he thought, what can I give? What have I got to offer my company? And he had this idea, and so he printed out 300 different sayings. Things like, have a great day. Things like, tomorrow will be better than today. Smile, be encouraged, things like that. And as he would stand at the end of the checkout line, and as he would bag the groceries of the shoppers, Johnny put a different saying in each individual paper bag. And as people began to read the sayings, they thought, this guy is incredible. He's putting a smile on my face. He's encouraging me. He's bringing hope into what has been a hopeless day. And it went viral, and everybody wanted to be in Johnny's checkout line. So much so that the ones on the left and the right were made redundant, and everyone was queuing up. Didn't matter how long it took, they wanted to be in Johnny's line. Why am I telling you that story this morning? I'm telling you that simple story because I believe that God wants to encourage people in Apex Church Peterhead today that God has got this. The season that we are in, it's not our destination, it's a stopping off point, and we will come through this. We will come to the other side of the lake. The second thing I want to say from the passage here in Mark chapter 4 is this, that Jesus is very much in the boat with you. Verse 38 says that Jesus was in the stern of the boat fast asleep. Oh, I love that Bible verse. I love it because it tells me there is no need to fear or worry or be unduly concerned when the storms of life come against us. I've got news for you this morning. Our God, our Lord, our Savior is more than able to carry us through the storm that we currently find ourselves in. I'm not undermining or downplaying the seriousness of the coronavirus. I realize, along with many others, that so many jobs are affected. The economy has taken a major hit with all of this. But I want to encourage you this morning not to give in to the irrational fear or the worries that's plaguing so many, but to understand that Jesus is in the boat with you. And even though the storm is raging right now, even though there are legitimate concerns in many hearts and lives, and maybe over the Apex congregation this morning, there are worries and concerns in so many different areas of how life will look when we get through this. But I want to encourage you today that Jesus is very much in the boat with you. Begin to remind yourself of some of the promises that God made pre-COVID-19. They are as true, real, applicable, powerful today, post-COVID-19 as they were when God gave them. Let me illustrate this with the following story. I remember as a young pastor when we were pastoring the church in Whitburn. I just turned 30 and the church went through a very difficult season, went through a difficult division. The church split right down the middle. 50% of the church stayed and 50% of the church left. And it was a deeply painful time. In the aftermath of rebuilding church, you see, God had called us there, and so our work really was just beginning at that point. And I remember a church weekend away in Crieff in 1994, and Paul Weaver, the former leader of AOG, was our guest speaker that weekend, and I'm climbing the stairs to go into the Saturday evening meeting when the only couple who were with us that weekend who weren't part of our church family, I didn't know why they were there. Their names were George and Isabel from the Musselboro Church, and they were fellowshipping with us. And as George and I walked up the stairs, he just shook my hand and said, "Hey, God's got this, Andrew." And he pressed something into my hand, and I just put it into my pocket because my mind was on a way to lead the meeting, and I thought no more of it. And it wasn't until late that evening, long after the meeting was over, that I put my hand in my pocket and I took out this crumpled piece of paper. No, it wasn't a check. It was just a scrap of paper. And all it said on it was Judges 6:14. And I began to cry. Because unknown to George, Judges 6:14, the story of Gideon, when God said to that young leader who was cowering in a wine press, afraid of the Midianites, and God said, "Am I not sending you?" Those five words from Judges 6:14 were the very words that God called me into the ministry on an April day in 1983. Now, 12 years later, God was reminding a young, broken, frightened maybe at that point, Pastor Andrew, that his promises were as true in the days of difficulty as they were in the days of excitement when he first called me into the work. God was coming to me and saying, "Hey, I've got this, son. And even though you can't understand why you've gone through what you've gone through in recent times, understand that my promise and my word is as real today as it's ever been." And encouragement filled my heart. I want to say to Apex Church this morning, God's got this. Jesus is in the boat of life with you. And even though the storm has come, and even though life will be different post-COVID-19 to the way that we entered the whole coronavirus era, I want to say that the promises of God are still yes and amen. And whatever God has spoken over your life individually and also corporately as a church, it will come to pass. I've been watching your services online. God's doing something very beautiful amongst the Apex Church family at this time. I'm noticing that you are getting an exceedingly high proportion of people viewing your services in comparison to the size of the congregation as you entered this whole online church season. Now, I'm not saying that all of those people will pitch up on that first Sunday when you're back in the building. Hey, what a day that's going to be, isn't it? When we're physically back in our buildings and celebrating King Jesus. But what I do believe is that as you have an online presence beyond this, as well as your normal Sunday services, God is doing something special amongst the Apex Church at this time because, hey, Jesus is in this storm with you. And I speak into some lives this morning. I speak into some families that are worried about their kids' education, that are worried about those that are leaving school and university prospects and career prospects. And I simply want to encourage you that the Jesus who is in this storm with you is the Jesus who's going to bring you to the other side. So this morning, hey, he's going to bring us to the other side. because God's got this. He is in the boat of life with us. And then thirdly and finally and quickly from this passage here, I love the fact that as Jesus was in the stern of the boat, fast asleep, sleeping on a cushion, the disciples actually had to wake him up. And they said in verse 38, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" What a crazy statement. I think that's one of the most silly verses in the whole of the Bible. From a group of disciples who had been with Jesus, seen his miracles firsthand, observed the incredible teaching, done life 24/7 with Jesus. Now, when the storm came, what was in them came out, and the first response was, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Hey, I want to say this morning that Jesus cared. And Jesus still cares. And if there's anyone in Apex this morning, or anyone watching online, and you are wrestling with this whole season you find yourself in, don't be like the disciples and say, "Oh God, do you really care about us?" Of course he cares for us. The Bible says, "Cast all your care upon him, because he cares for you." There's a great verse in Nahum chapter 1 verse 7 that talks about the fact that the Lord cares for us, and all we need to do is put our trust in him. But I want to say, as we bring this message to a conclusion this morning, that as Jesus got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Peace, be still," the wind died down and it was completely calm. The Bible finishes by saying this, that Jesus said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Maybe there's someone watching this morning. Maybe there's someone from the Apex Church family, and you've never invited Jesus into the boat of your life. This morning, before I stop preaching, this morning, before we move on to the next part of the great Sunday morning online service, I just invite you to close your eyes right now, to bow your head in a word of prayer, because I want to challenge those who have never invited Jesus into the boat of their lives, that this morning, that you can do exactly that. So, Father, I thank you for Apex Church. I thank you for Pastor Neil and Phyllis and Daniel and Deborah and the leaders there, the whole congregation. I thank you for all you're achieving in and through this church at this time in the northeast corner of Scotland. I pray today for those that have never invited Jesus into the boat of their lives. I pray for those this morning who's never confessed Jesus as their own Lord and Savior, that right now that they would open up their heart, that they would open up their life and invite you to come in. And we know, Lord, that when we turn from our sins and turn to you and invite you to come in, to take the steering wheel of our lives and to be our leader and captain and driver, I know that in those times, Lord, that you come in by your Holy Spirit and you give us a fresh and a brand new start. If you prayed that prayer this morning, then can you contact the Apex Church office, because Pastors Neil and Daniel would love to talk more with you. And so we've come almost to the end of the short preach on Jesus calming the storm. Apex, it's been a joy not just to preach in Gateway this morning, but to preach in the northeast of Scotland. And I prophesy over the life of Apex today that in the days to come, that as Jesus brings you through this storm, that as Jesus brings you to the other side of the lake, that you are going to be doing more significant things in the days ahead than you currently even are doing right now. God has got his hand all over you. It's been my privilege to bring something simple and encouraging from the Word of God into the Apex family this morning. So from Glasgow to Peterhead, God bless, and may this week ahead be a fantastic one for you.